KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some high school sports yesterday here in the area. As you can imagine, with the weather conditions yesterday, a whole lot of events were postponed or canceled yesterday. A few did make it through the rainfall, though. Let's take a look at girls' golf action yesterday. Missouri Valley defeated Logan Magnolia 205-235 as Madison Lease of Missouri Valley was medalist with a 42. Winterset held its girls' invitational golf meet yesterday. Van Meter won with a 359 total. Creston at 374 for second place. Riley Driscoll of Creston with a 76 was the medalist in that event. Council Bluffs also held its girls' city tournament yesterday. It was Abraham Lincoln with a 428 total winning. Lewis Central with a 435 was second. TJ and St. Albert round out the rest of the field. Tegan Brown of Abe Lincoln with a 100 was the medalist yesterday. Taylor Elam of Lewis Central with a 103 was runner-up medalist. Also in boys' golf, it was Logan Magnolia edging Missouri Valley 169-174. Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia was medalist, shooting a 35, while Nick Tennis of Missouri Valley was runner-up with a 38. Also in boys' tennis, Creston downed Southwest Valley. It was 4-0 when the rains came, and that's when that ended yesterday. The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union has put out its girls' soccer rankings for this week. Those were out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, Davenport Assumption remains top-rated with center point Urbana, Denver, Nevada, and Iowa City Regina the top five. Also in the top 15 list this week, St. Albert, they check in at number 10, and Tri-Center, they're ranked 14th in this week's poll. In the Class 2A top 15, Lewis Central is on top again this week with Waverly, Shellrock, Pella, Norwalk, and ADM the top five. Thomas Jefferson cracks the top 10. They're at number 9 this week, and Glenwood checks in at number 13 in this week's 2A list. In Class 3A, West Des Moines Valley's ranked number 1, followed by Waukee, Ankeny Centennial, Ames, and Ankeny. It's an all-central Iowa top 5 this week in 3A. Well, Major League Baseball action yesterday, Lucas Duda had 3 hits and 4 RBIs, while the Royals pounded 3 home runs in a 10-6 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Salvador Perez, Jorge Soler, and Alex Gordon each went deep in Kansas City's 4th win in 6 games since they had a 5-game skid. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat Cleveland in the 11 innings, 13-11. It was the Yankees over Houston, 6-5. Texas defeated Boston, 11-5. The White Sox over Minnesota, 6-5. Cleveland pounded Toronto, 13-4. The LA Angels, 12-3 over Baltimore. Seattle beat Oakland, 4-1. Just 3 National League games yesterday. It was Washington beating Pittsburgh, 3-1. Atlanta down the New York Mets, 11-0. And the Dodgers, 5-2 winners over Arizona. In other baseball news, Ichiro Suzuki has been released by the Mariners, and he's shifting into a front office role with the team, although he is not completely shutting the door on playing again. The Mariners announced that Suzuki was becoming a special assistant to the chairman, effective immediately. The team said Suzuki will have an active presence with the team and assist with outfield play, base running, and hitting. The 10-time All-Star has a .311 average and 3,089 hits just in the U.S. That doesn't include the 1,278 hits that he had amassed in 9 seasons playing in Japan. In other Major League Baseball news, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says left-hander Hyun-Jin Ryu will be sidelined until after the All-Star break with a severe left groin strain suffered in the second inning of last night's win at Arizona. Ryu was 3-0 with a 2.14 ERA, his best start to a season since 2014. New York Mets ace right-hander Jacob DeGrom is back on track to take his next start in the rotation Monday at Cincinnati. A scan and examination determined no major injury occurred when he hyperextended his pitching elbow while at the plate during Wednesday's game against the Braves. He's 3-0, has thrown 18 and a third consecutive scoreless innings, and has an ERA of 1.87. Also, a person familiar with the planning says Major League Baseball intends to announce next week that the Yankees and the Red Sox will play 2 games at London's Olympic Stadium next year. That'll be in June. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller says they are still waiting to find out how severe the injury to starting pitcher Cole McDonald is, but they know he won't be pitching in this weekend series against 17th-ranked Oklahoma State. McDonald was lifted in the 4th inning on Sunday's win against 7th-ranked Michigan with elbow discomfort, and sophomore Grant Judkins may be the one to replace him in the rotation.
But if things went well and we needed Judkins to win on Saturday, we might just play like a midweek game on Sunday to see what we can do, piece it together, Orfley, don't use Daniels much on Friday. You know, let him go as long as he can go on Sunday as well. So just those are probably the options, and we'll just kind of play it by ear with how the first two games go.
It may be a non-conference series, but Heller says with the Hawkeyes being considered a bubble team for the NCAA tournament, it does carry some added weight. He says it's the Hawkeyes' final chance of the regular season to build their tournament resume.
You know, the schedule turns a little bit for us, and, you know, Northwestern and Penn State, and then the non-conference game with Western Illinois. So we'll have seven games in a row with some teams that are down in the RPI a ways, and you know, this weekend is the last chance for us to really boost things up.
That series opens up with a single game scheduled for tonight. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics are both two wins away from meeting in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals for the second straight year. LeBron James and Kevin Love combined for 74 points and 19 rebounds as the Cavs whipped the Raptors 128-110 to take a 2-0 lead in the conference semifinals. Game 3 is Saturday in Cleveland. The Celtics also own a 2-0 series lead after rookie Jason Tatum capped his 21-point performance by hitting a pair of free throws in the closing second to capture a 108-103 victory over the 76ers. Game 3 is Saturday in Philadelphia. The Pittsburgh Penguins were able to shut down Alex Ovechkin and square their Stanley Cup second-round series at 2 games apiece. Jake Guentzel scored twice, and Evgeny Malkin provided the game winner as the Pens down the Capitals 3-1 in Pittsburgh. Washington will host Game 5 on Saturday. The Nashville Predators also knotted their series at 2 games apiece. Pekka Rinne stopped 32 shots, and P.K. Subban supplied the eventual game winner as the Predators topped the Jets 2-1 in Winnipeg last night. Game 5 is Saturday in Nashville. Penn State has extended basketball coach Pat Chambers' contract through the 2021-22 season. Chambers led the Nittany Lions to 26 wins, the second highest total in program history. Penn State also won 11 road and neutral court games and beat nationally ranked Ohio State 3 times before capturing the NIT title. Chambers has been with Penn State for 7 seasons without an NCAA tournament appearance. After leading Georgia to the national championship game, football coach Kirby Smart has been rewarded with a 7-year contract worth $49 million. Georgia's Athletic Association approved the contract extension and new compensation package Thursday. Smart initially signed a 6-year deal that paid him about $3.75 million per season when he took over as the Bulldogs coach before the 2016 season. Well, tight end Jason Witten has formally announced his retirement after 15 years with the Dallas Cowboys, choosing the TV booth just as friend and longtime teammate Tony Romo did a year ago. Witten says the time has come to pass the torch. Just days from turning 36, Witten walks away as the leader in games, catches, and yards receiving for a franchise with 5 Super Bowl wins, but none since the 1995 season. He and Tony Gonzalez are the only tight ends in NFL history with at least 1,000 catches and 10,000 yards. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan has become the league's highest-paid player by agreeing to a 5-year contract extension that could be worth as much as $150 million. A person familiar with the deal confirmed that Ryan is assured of receiving at least $100 million, topping the 3-year, $84 million package signed by Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. He's only missed 2 starts over the first decade of his career, passing for 41,796 yards, 260 touchdowns, and he's been voted to the Pro Bowl 4 different times. And Tiger Woods finds himself 6 strokes back through 1 round of the PGA's Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. John Peterson tops the leaderboard following a 6-under 65 that included eagles on back-to-back holes. He's 2 strokes ahead of 5 players, including Quail Hollow member Johnson Wagner to PGA Tour rookie Keith Mitchell. The 2-time winner, Rory McIlroy, was in a group at 68. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.